From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis Monday that there is no religious discrimination in his country, where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States government. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post, "Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Likewise, our military, too. It performs for the peace and stability of the country." Pope Francis met with Myanmar's military chief as he began his trip to the Southeast Asian country to discuss violence in Rakhine State, the violence that has caused over 620,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The two met for about 15 minutes. He is the first pope to visit Myanmar. He received the military chief at the archbishop's residence in Yangon, where he will be staying until he leaves to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. Demonstrators representing various religious parties wanted Law Minister Zahid Hamid to resign after a minor amendment in an election oath, which the protesters insisted undermined their religious beliefs. The government said the amendment was a clerical error and had been reversed. The protests had paralyzed life in the capital city, and at least two people, including a child, died recently when their ambulances could not reach hospitals in time because of the demonstrators. The protesters had defied court orders to disband. This is VOA News. Indonesia has raised the alert level on Bali's Mount Agung volcano and has told people living near the volcano to evacuate immediately. Bali is Indonesia's top tourist destination, attracting about 5 million visitors a year. Zimbabwean security forces say order has been restored now and they will be returning to the streets. But that announcement was met with fear by many Zimbabweans who remain wary of men in uniform following years of abuses. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
These are words that should calm and reassure.
The situation in our country has returned to normalcy.
That is police spokeswoman Charity Chiramba, announcing police would return to their beats and conduct joint patrols with soldiers in central Harare, less than a week after soldiers took over security duties during the political upheaval that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. But in Zimbabwe, where human rights groups have accused the police of shocking brutality, arbitrary arrests, and extortion, these words bring little comfort. Police are so unpopular that the stadium of more than 60,000 people booed loudly when the nation's police commissioner last week pledged loyalty to new President Emmerson Mnangagwa during his inauguration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
When VOA asked the police spokeswoman how the officers would attempt to regain the trust of Zimbabweans, she smiled and did not answer. One terrorist was killed in a targeted airstrike in Somalia, conducted by U.S. forces in coordination with Somalia's government, the U.S. military said Monday. The strike against Islamic fighters was carried out about 3 in the afternoon local time on Monday in northeastern Somalia. Bashar al-Assad's government has not confirmed its participation in peace talks with the Syrian opposition scheduled this week in Geneva. That word from the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria on Monday, Staffan de Mistura, told the Security Council the Assad government said it would not be traveling to Geneva on Monday, but he held out hope, saying, "We know and indeed expect that the government will be on its way shortly." And 3 Chinese nationals were accused of hacking computers in 3 corporations, according to announcement from the U.S. Department of Justice on Monday. The 3 were indicted by a grand jury for computer hacking, theft of trade secrets, conspiracy, identity theft, and intentionally causing damage to computer systems. 3 corporations, Moody's Analytics, Siemens, and Trimble, were the victims of the alleged attacks. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.